following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's The Herd. 1-800-Flowers.com is my choice for sending flowers for any occasion. All right, I count on them to deliver the best quality flowers. They're backed by their award-winning customer service. I met with Chris McCann, president of 1-800-Flowers.com, and he told me this. His brother Jim started the company over 30 years ago, and they still run it today. Their passion for servicing their customers and 3 decades of floral experience has led to the 1-800-Flowers.com smile guarantee. So when sending roses, count on 1-800-Flowers.com to be your rose authority. This week, a special offer on beautiful multicolored roses. Buy one dozen, get an extra dozen free. That's a full 24 multicolored roses bouquet for $29.99. To get this and other special offers, you have to go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click on the radio mic, upper right side, enter Colin. 1-800-Flowers.com, enter Colin. Or call 1-800-Flowers and mention my name, Colin.
If you follow high school sports, you get the opportunity to be excited about this. If you don't follow high school sports, I'll shut the radio off. No, that's not right. We're going to talk college sports. We're going to talk pro sports. I think we kind of do that every day.
It's time for the Doug and Daddy Show with Doug Duda.
Can you do the show today? I need to go take a nap. I lay stuff out for you and you just bury it. I thought my pile on my side of the desk was an embarrassment. I do things for you on this show all the time. I'm always giving for you.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
Get over here and sit on my lap, sweet baby.
Oh, Tierra Park wasn't her name?
No.
Oh.
No.
Does that change the way you look at things?
Get in contact by emailing the Dent Popper inbox at DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com or give us a call on the Bruce Furniture fan line at 1-888-455-ESPN, 1-888-455-3776. Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you on the program as we get ready for NCAA tournament talk. My bracket's starting to come together.
Is it? Is it everything that I got? I've got all these high seeds. When I say high, I mean very, very high. Pittsburgh, Kansas, all the number ones end up right there, and I'm like, I know that's not going to happen, but who's it going to be? Who's it going to be? Going to be Syracuse? Is Connecticut going to make that run? Is Kimball Walker going to become that household name that the kids growing up will remember for years to come?
I almost feel that it is our duty to not wait until Thursday at Cunningham's, St. Patrick's Day, to break down our bracket from 11 to 1. Because it's become painfully obvious to me that it is my duty to give the listeners and the general public my picks ahead of time so that they know who I like and don't like. Thus, they know exactly who to pick by going the other way. I mean, if I say, you know, Connecticut is going to be out in the first 2 rounds, chalk them into the Elite Eight. If I say that K-State is going to be gone in the first 2 rounds, chalk them into the Final Four. If I say I love Ohio State going to the national championship game, boom, they're the first number one seed out. I mean, that's just the way it is. It's just the way it is. I've been the old bubble boy in these tournaments, in these brackets. You have been successful in the brackets in your, what's the word I like to say here, investments. I'm like Virginia Tech in Colorado. I'm going, what just happened? I was sitting right there on the money line, and then all of a sudden, I've got exactly what I want, and then I lose in the national championship, and I'm out.
But I'm also that guy that takes the approach that if you fill out enough of them, you're surely going to hit something.
You are the Golic.
I am.
I'm not the Greenberg. I will fill out more than one and put other people's names on it so that I don't take all the beating.
I will say this. If you're out there and you've got you're going to our website, or not the ESPN website, and doing the Doug and Daddy bracket.
Which you should be.
Great prizes. Password, once you get in, is show. It's pretty simple. Doug and Daddy is the group. Show is the password. You get in. Lots of great prizes coming your way.
I've got another deal.
We're doing the Bruce Furniture deal. You got so many great prizes. You've got ESPN, you've got CBS Sportsline, you've got a lot of them you can go to out there. I'm going to tell you right now, CBS Sportsline, compared to ESPN, is an absolute pain in the ass to get around.
I know. and crazy should get off that site. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Just want to snap it in half.
Well, there's a lot of things that have been very confusing to you throughout your life, and you found out most of those. But another one that still we cannot figure is the UNO dismantling of their football and of their wrestling programs. And we were going to have Coach Daryl Morris of UNK on yesterday. Athletic Director John McBride put a muzzle on all, saying we do not want people jumping out without us having a meeting, without us talking about it. And the athletic director will join us on the program tomorrow for our Loper Link. But that has been lifted. A statement, however brief, that really didn't say anything, came out last night, except that we're going to help as we can. And today, Coach Morris is able to give us a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What can UNK do to help out UNO students that are looking for a place to go? We are somewhat familiar with this procedure, but it was at the NAIA level last year when Dana College closed and their great wrestling program pretty much all went to Midland, and then their football players dispersed to other schools. So first off, before we ask a question that we can ask, is there any legality here that we have to worry about?
I don't think there's any legality that we have to worry about, and I'll just bring you up to speed on the situation that football right now as a sport is in a quiet period, which means you're not allowed to actually recruit off of your own campus. You cannot have a face-to-face conversation with a student-athlete off your own campus. UNO is working on a waiver with the NCAA to get that waived so that players and coaches from other institutions can actually have face-to-face conversations, meaning that if that waiver is granted, then I myself and a delegation of administrative people from UNK could actually go to UNO and set up shop to be a source of information for student-athletes at UNO about the possibility of transferring to the University of Nebraska at Kearney.
Daryl, I guess at the same time, there's got to be a level of frustration when you guys have your football schedule set the next 8 years. UNO was a big part, or at least we feel, one of those rivalry teams moving to this conference, and then they ditch.
Well, you know, it's unfortunate. I don't know that I'm frustrated about it, but it is unfortunate. It is a great rivalry. I thought it was going to become even a better rivalry. I thought with the commitment of our administration here at UNK and some fundraising that we're doing that we were going to become an even more competitive football program, and that it would not be – I know we beat them 2 years in a row, but prior to that, you know, we were beating them maybe once every 10 years. So I had hopes that, you know, we might even be like a 50-50 kind of a deal where they would beat us half the time and we would beat them half the time. So, you know, that's a little disappointing that we won't actually get to prove me right or wrong in my assessment of that, but you know, it's unfortunate. I mean, it's not a good thing when people drop sports. I don't care what anybody says.
Of course, if it was a 50-50 split when we won, we'd beat the hell out of them.
And absolutely. We absolutely destroyed them, and they barely beat us.
UNK football coach Daryl Morris joining us here. They actually have spring practice going on, so it's a busy time. We're discussing the UNO. So let's be frank here. A week ago, at this exact time, no one would have even brought this up in a joking way. We know there have been financial problems at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, yet moving into the MIAA, everything looks good. Has there ever been a point where somebody said to you, Daryl, we might be in trouble here? And I mean, how could this? I can't imagine a university the size of UNO not having football. I'm trying to think of somebody else that's the case for that has, I mean, the conference they're joining, they've been around 50 years without football. This is a different deal. Has UNK ever been in a spot that UNO is currently in?
You know, I don't look at the institution's balance sheet, and I don't know. I mean, I'm just a football coach here, but I've never had anybody say anything to me that there's a possibility if this doesn't happen or that doesn't happen, if the economy continues to go south, that, you know, we're in jeopardy of dropping sports at UNK. I've never heard anybody ever say that. But, you know, but it is a situation, and it does make a guy a little nervous. I will admit that. I mean, St. Cloud State was openly talking about dropping football and because of the budget reductions and so forth and so on. So, you know, it isn't the same planet that it was 2 years ago, and people are struggling to balance their budgets, and it is a daunting task. There's no question about that, and it's just unfortunate that it came to a situation at UNO where the leaders of that institution felt like this is what we have to do. So, it's just unfortunate.
Daryl Morris with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Okay, the question, I guess, this is my question, and we touched on it a little bit yesterday, that this is not all great that UNO for UNK, that UNO is dropping football. You touched on it a little bit. What are the positives that are going to come out of this about making UNK a better program? We assume that there's going to be more players in the state of Nebraska that want to stay here and come to UNK. On the flip side of things, those kids from Omaha and Beatrice might look at a Northwest Missouri State or other conference schools. Immediately, from just a football standpoint, what are the pluses and minuses here?
Well, yeah, again, there's going to be one less person at the table. Right now, in Omaha, Nebraska, and Lincoln, Nebraska, are extremely over-recruited. And there is a tremendous amount of traffic in those communities for the level of play and the number of players that are actually in those communities. So it's one less person in the community, increasing the value and over-inflating the value of some of the prospects that are actually in those communities. So it might have an impact on that. But I also think that you lose one, somebody else will probably come in to replace them. So, but what I do hope is that it will, with a young man who would like to stay in the state of Nebraska, who is from the eastern part of the state and usually would look towards UNO as a place to go, might now actually have to give us a look, whereas before maybe they would not have. And so I hope that that might actually occur as we go through the recruiting process in the future.
Daryl, I guess, you know, you can look and dissect their players. I guess from an outside looking in, you would think, well, if you're a receiver that's playing a lot at UNO, you would certainly like the offense you guys run. That would be very attractive about UNK. Certainly you'd be interested in their kicker. That's one of the best in the nation. But for every kid that you take on, you're probably going to have to dismiss or say goodbye to a kid that's on your team. Is that correct?
Well, you know, we do have some limits here, and normally I'm not allowed to have more than 110 kids on my football team at the start of our first game in the season. I presently, with recruiting, have about 122. But you know, our kids that we recruit them, when we recruit guys that come to UNK, we tell them that we use a model that says we're going to bring in the best players that we can find from wherever we can find them, and then it's going to be competition at practice and in the film room and in the weight room, and you know, the best players are going to be on the field for us. And our kids also understand that there is a numbers situation here in our football program, and that you know, that they have to be competitive and they have to climb the depth chart. And in my simple little brain, all that does is reflect corporate America, that there are expectations and that people are going to want production from you, and that you have to be productive in order to keep your business running and so forth. So, you know, I think our kids are aware of that. I think our kids – I had a young man tell me the other day that asked me about it, and he starts for us on defense. He said, Coach, I don't care. I want to win a championship. If you can bring a better player in here than me, then what the heck? So you have some with that mentality because they want to win a championship, and you have some that know probably that they're a bubble guy, and that you know, if I brought in a few players from UNO, that might cost them a spot on our program.
Daryl, I guess last question I've got for you. Sunday morning, late Saturday, and I don't think we've asked you this, the initial reaction you had when you heard this news.
I can't tell you that because you're not allowed to say those words.
I've wrote it down, and I'm showing it to the web camera that we don't have in the studio. That is Daryl, can I ask you how many kids currently playing football at UNO have contacted the UNK football department?
Oh, I would say we've been in contact, and we are allowed to contact them on the phone. We've probably been in contact with 20 or better.
Okay. Do you have a comfortable number? What would be too many? Would you know what these kids want to do?
Well,
how many other? I know Wayne State.
Well, I will tell you this: the kids at UNO are starting to get over the shock of what's happened to them. They're not happy about it, I can tell you that, and they have some opinions about it. But they are now once again entering that, okay, this is a bad thing, how can I make this work out for me? So they are becoming savvy. They are looking for the best deal. So every one of them will tell you, my options are wide open, and I'm listening to anybody that wants to talk to me.
So it's been good. Been good communication between
Absolutely.
Them.
They've all been very receptive. Coach, if you can get onto our campus, I will stop by to see you. But they're telling everybody that, and there's going to be dozens of schools on that campus whenever it's allowable.
Have you talked to Pat Burns?
I emailed Pat Burns and told him that I was thinking of him, and that, you know, obviously as a football coach, I didn't agree with what was being done, but, you know, other than that, what can I tell Pat Burns other than he's got my best wishes?
Can we have the Mavalope trophy here at the studio?
You can, yes, actually.
Thank you. Thank you. See, I'm adding to my collection. I got there the Veronic Big Head. I got Daddy. I'm going to get the Mavalope trophy. I'm going to put it in here next to my hockey stuff and the Ndamukong Suh picture. Coach, we have taken too much of your time. We appreciate you chatting with us and giving us a little insight and hopefully more good things. We'll catch up with you and talk spring football here after spring break.
All right, guys. Look forward to that.
Take care. Daryl Morris joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Thoughts?
Well, my immediate thought yesterday, and I got to hear a good bit of what was going on in Omaha, and very seldom does unsportsmanlike conduct, who's usually breaking down the backup guard position in spring practice this time of year, they dedicated almost the entire show, almost the entire 4 hours to this UNO talk.
Listened to Trev, both he was on both Omaha shows. I listened to the entire interview, both of them, and I thought he got way long-winded with Kevin and Michael on unsportsmanlike conduct to the point where he was close to babbling, but he got into stuff that sports fans didn't understand and didn't. You
know. I guess my perspective right now is from the Omaha community, and from what I've heard, it seems obviously a terrible, terrible time of the year for they just hand them the trophy, then to disband the program. It seems like the outcry for the wrestling team disbandment is much louder than the football program at this point, which I find surprising until you look at the numbers on people going to their games, and then maybe
there's no doubt about it. People get in their vehicles and they drive to Lincoln, and it is what it is. UNK, from our standpoint in Kearney, and I think Hastings College well supported as well, but we know here at UNK, I mean, the Lopers do a very good job about their community, Loper Nation, however you want to call it, their alumni. There are staunch Loper fans that would much rather go to a Loper activity than do anything else. And they've got it's not tens of thousands, but they've got a core base of people that will go and do those things. Also, one thing about somewhat defending what Trev Albers has got going on here, I do want to say this. Everybody is throwing him in front of the train on the timing of telling Coach Denny and the team. I see that he had no option. The phone, it definitely stunk. He knows it stunk. But what does he want to do? Does he want to meet the bus the next morning? The Omaha World Herald was going to contact Coach Mike Denny and say, your program's yanked. So would you rather have him do that? The folks at the World Herald and Mr. Cordes, who wrote the story, or would you rather hear it from the athletic director? Imagine if the team found out about this from someone outside of the program. Trev Alberts would have loved to have waited to Sunday or Monday to tell the team. I mean, he's not going to love to tell them at all, but he would have much preferred to tell the coach face-to-face. But all of a sudden, these reports are coming out. It's just like just imagine all this BS with Husker football. Taylor Martinez is gone. No, he's not. Yes, he is. Chat board freaks. This is what was happening here, and that's part of breaking the story. You wake up Sunday morning, and the Omaha World Herald headline is UNO goes Division I, drops football and wrestling, and you're here in Kearney as a wrestling member of UNO, and you pick that up, and you go, what? Okay, that's why the phone call came at 11 o'clock or midnight or whenever that call came from Trev Alberts. And yes, but there was nothing they could do. The decision was made on Friday. He's waiting for these wrestlers to get done so it doesn't affect their performance on the mat. There wasn't a whole lot of window there.
I think it goes back. If Trev Alberts could do one thing over, it would have been to establish a relationship with Mike Denny long ago.
Well, he needed to have his ass in Kearney Saturday. That was the number one thing. He was at hockey.
Yeah, he was at the hockey game.
Big deal. Big deal. I don't care if that's the money sport, which is the explanation. This is your national champion and has been. This is your best sport. But, and it's right down the road.
But here's the quote. They've won six out of eight last national titles in wrestling, folks. Three in a row. You get all the success of this program. You got people continually becoming national champions at on the wrestling stage. Whether you think wrestling is a good sport or not, it's still bringing attention to your program. Mike Denny's quote is, this is Tom Chattel's article from today. He's been kind of external. We don't have a close relationship.
No, they don't. Everybody knows that.
Which is surprising. As successful as a program is?
Supposedly, he asked Coach Denny when he came on board if wrestling was a club sport. Trev Albers doesn't know about wrestling. I don't know about Nebraska Rifle.
And as far as everybody saying, well, they generate all their own revenue, no, that's not correct.
Trev Albers also said yesterday on Unsportsmanlike Conduct that if somebody gave him a check, and he had the number,
$9.2 million,
the wrestling program would not go away, and that would take care of it for, he said, forever. Forever is a
long time. That's the endowment that would basically raise $463,000, yeah. I think was a figure.
It would roll every over year and year, and it would take care of the program.
Which would be competitive in the WAC conference.
The Western Wrestling Association.
Oh, okay. I thought it was WAC. You're right.
Western Wrestling Association.
So. Now, Nebraska's budget, he said, was 1.1, and Iowa's was 1.6.
It was over a million
for each of those programs. So immediately going Division One, no, you would not be competing with those schools like that. But you would have at least a program.
I'm not a business major in any sense of the word. But as much as this stinks now, the more I'm reading into it is that this is going to be a positive for UNO. Now, nobody's going to think of them as a powerhouse in any sport, I don't think, anymore. And if they are, nobody's going to care because it's going to be in softball or volleyball and sports like that. And it's not going to be in your money sports and your men's sports, and that's unfortunate. But they are trying to build something else. I have still not grasped what a metro institution is, but that's what they want to be, a metro institution by 2020, according to Chancellor John Christensen.
And also it's a little bit different because it is Now they do have they have built some dorms which are very, very nice from what I understand on the campus, but it is more of a commuter college at UNO, so it's not like you've got 7,000 students of which 4,000 of them could go to a basketball game and support the team on campus.
Go to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And we're talking basketball here in just a minute because Ryan Thorburn of the Boulder Daily Camera is going to give us the Colorado breakdown. Blair Kirkhoff, Kansas City Star, in our last segment is going to join us. But Jim and Grant Allen says, you guys keep forgetting the fact that UNO is adding men's soccer and men's golf to replace football and wrestling. Those two sports will be bringing in the cash. Good luck to all the UNO athletes. I can't help but think this will greatly help UNK in football and wrestling in a hurry. We'll see. Jim, thanks for the email. And again, I think replace is the wrong word here. Yes, they are adding those two sports. And yes, if you try to compare football and wrestling to golf and soccer, you say a lot of expletives and you laugh. I think replacing is the wrong word here. They are adding those two sports and they are dismissing two sports that cost them apparently a lot of money.
Well, and aren't in the Summit League. They're trying to comply as much as they can.
Well, Trev also said yesterday that it was not necessary for them to add these sports
but
as
they
five
have
members
them.
Of joining the Summit League. Yes, correct. Yes. I think soccer, you know, whatever you want to say, I'm almost going to say that they're going to get as many fans for a UNO men's soccer game as they do for UNO wrestling. And I know that's going to just, the wrestling fans are going to go, oh, no way! It's weird, people. It's weird, okay? I'm going to say there's not that much disparity. And if the program happens to ever win, they got a lot of soccer fans and some nice facilities down there.
Dent Popper inbox, JP has chimed in. He says Cambridge says they have some open spots for the UNO guys. I don't know what that means.
Really?
Just reading.
We need to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk basketball. Don't forget our three words that can get you a big Dally Deli combo meal as long as you put them in an email of any form. Our Shocker Tournament Maverick. Shocker Tournament Maverick. Send those to us in an email. We'll pick somebody to win a Big Daddy's Deli combo at some point this week on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, of course, don't forget we're broadcasting live St. Patrick's Day Thursday from Cunningham's Journal in the Loft right now. We're going to take a break. Be back to talk hoops after this.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
10 dealerships, 10 denials. I never thought I'd be able to get a car.
I was just laid off for a few weeks, and now all I get is a song and dance at every car dealer I go to.
Sound familiar? Then stop it and start fresh at the new Midway Auto Credit, located at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. No matter what you've been told elsewhere, you do get a second chance. Go to thinkapproved.com. That's T-H-I-N-K, thinkapproved.com.
If you're in the market for a new home or to refinance your current one, check with us at Charter West National Bank. Compare rates, compare closing costs. The last thing we want for you to do is pay too much. We'll give you the facts. What's the best rate? Or does it make sense to pay points? 10, 15, 20, 30-year loans. You want to save money, so check with us at Charter West National Bank, 4511 2nd Avenue, or call 234-2220.
Power of the Eagle, Charter West National Bank.
For the third time in 5 years, Doc Sadler goes after a 20-win season. And the invite to the NIT will be answered Wednesday at 5 o'clock.
Got it!
On our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
78-67, Nebraska by 3.
Win or lose, talk it out with Doug and Daddy. Thursday, live from Cunningham's Journal.
Everybody is undefeated at this point. Let's prepare and go out and give the best effort we can.
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness as we head through the day today, with high temperatures around 58. Winds will also stay variable at about 10 to 15. Then skies turn clear tonight with a low near 35. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 45.
Superstation, are you going to Lady Gaga, Daddy? You just saw her picture and
no, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm not a Gaga fan.
Yeah, weird.
But there are people that go goo goo for Gaga.
Are we? What is our bet this year for our brackets? Mike and Mike is Justin. They're going to dress up this year. Justin Bieber if Greenberg loses, and if Golic loses, some Lady Gaga outfit.
I don't know. Anybody got an idea out there? We'd appreciate it. Shoot it to the Den Popper inbox.
Man, heads on sticks. I love them. We could figure something out. We could be forced to watch a Nebraska basketball game from start to end. No?
We do that. Anyway.
I know. We do it all the time. don't forget, folks, Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. And if you're heading out for lunch today, why not the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island? If you're headed to Fauner Park at any time, whether it's for simulcast or to watch the live racing, stop by the Chicken Coop before and after the races. They've got everything you'd want. And what is this Tuesday? That means the regular bone-in chicken wings in Kearney are only 40 cents a piece. Big, huge chicken wings with all of their flavors out there. You pick them, you're going to love them. It's every Tuesday night from 5 to 10 at the Chicken Coop located in Kearney and in Kearney and Grand Island. They invite you out for St. Patrick's Day to watch the NCAA basketball tournament, men's or women's, golf, baseball packages up so you can catch some spring training. Whatever you want to do, it's right there. And Daddy, how about their weekly special to tie in with St. Patrick's Day?
Well, today, tomorrow, and Thursday, the day of the tournament, all the games on Irish Stew and a Bread Bowl, side salad for only $5.99. Stop in and see them. Chicken Coop.
Yum, yum, Kearney, Grand Island. Let's talk a little basketball, and we'll talk more about the UNO situation in a little bit. But, Tony, everybody in the world thinks, except Colin Cowherd, that Colorado got jobbed.
Well, and certainly if you were at the selection party with the Colorado Buffaloes, as our next guest, Ryan Thornburn, was, he's from the Boulder Daily Camera. Ryan, good morning. Thanks so much for coming back on the show. We enjoy having you to get your insight. How devastatingly shocking was it when their name was not called in your mind?
Well, I don't think, first of all, they would have had a party with boosters and athletic department officials and the media and everyone to put the players through that if they thought there was any chance they wouldn't get in. So they definitely thought they were in, and they were stunned. I mean, they just sat there after the announcement for 10 minutes, and then Tad Boyle took them down into his basement. The party was at his house and tried to rally them, but they were pretty stunned. They thought beating K-State for the third time was basically their ticket to the NCAA tournament.
Ryan, did anybody with a clear head, maybe a media member or somebody, did anybody even have an inkling that there was a chance they wouldn't get in?
Well, for Sunday's paper, you know, I just did a thing on their resume, and I did, you know, arguments for, arguments against, and in the arguments against, I did mention that they had, you know, some bad losses early, 3-9 road record, and a weak non-conference schedule. I just thought, you know, that the arguments for outweighed that. The 6 wins over the top 50 RPI, you know, as I said, beating K-State 3 times, beating Texas, beating Missouri, and just I think having 2 NBA-type players is something rare for a number 10 to 12 seed, so I thought that would help them too, to have such good players, such talent, you know, and the ability to not just get in but to win a game or two. So even though they did have some weaknesses with their schedule, which is the reason they're not in, I thought the pros outweighed the cons easily.
Ryan, even with the weaknesses in their schedule, and you know the schedule much better than I do, but they took on Georgia. They played a Harvard team that was very close to getting in. They did play some teams.
Yeah. I mean, that's what's confusing for Tad Boyle as far as what is he going to do with the schedule next year. No other Big 12 team played nearly as many non-conference road games as CU did. They played 4 true road games. Now, they lost 3 of them, but they were at Georgia, at Harvard, at San Francisco, and they beat Cal State Bakersfield on the road. I even wrote during some of these games, like, what BCS teams would go to these places and play these teams, who obviously get up for a named team to come in there. And, you know, they just thought with a new coach that they needed to get some experience on the road, and they needed to challenge themselves and kind of get things straightened out. And the NCAA tournament committee didn't really consider that. They also played at a tournament in Las Vegas where they split. They lost to New Mexico and beat Indiana. And, you know, when you schedule something like that, you don't know that. I mean, you kind of assume that Indiana's going to be good and that New Mexico is going to be in the NCAA tournament. So that probably hurt them a little bit, too, that those two teams didn't play as well as they normally do.
Ryan Thorburn of the Boulder Daily Camera joins us here on ESPN's Doug and Daddy Show. Colorado does open the NIT tomorrow, hosting Texas Southern. I think any team that gets in just barely or is just barely out, the media continues to just pick on that one thing that they can hammer on and hammer on and hammer on, and that's what this strength of schedule. But let's face it, Ryan, Colorado to win games, I mean, Nebraska's strength of schedule isn't good. When you're in the Big 12 Conference and trying to get into the postseason, there's only so many games that a Duke or a North Carolina or a UCLA
Syracuse.
Is going to they're going to schedule you. I mean, they can only play so many of those as well. I can't see going into the Pac-12 that schedule is going to change much for Colorado. I suppose even once the shock wears off, I got to take it that next step. Does Colorado feel they were slighted by the Big 12 by not pulling for them more?
Well, Mike Bone, the athletic director, and Tad Boyle aren't going to say that. They say that Dan Beebe was in their corner. I would say, you know, obviously Dan Beebe would get the Big 12 some more money if Colorado got in. So his motivation, you know, wouldn't be to keep them out. But I think the question is, how hard did he really argue for CU, given that, you know, what happened with CU Nebraska over the summer almost put him out of a job and almost put the Big 12, broke it apart. So, you know, I'd say my opinion on that is BB obviously didn't do a great job arguing for any Big 12 teams. Kansas got the number one, but, I mean, Texas has to still a little slight it as a 4. And I think when Texas came on the board as a 4, Mark Turgeon said yesterday, the A&M coach, he said, I knew we were all in trouble and I knew Tad was out. And then, obviously, when Missouri came up as an 11, CU was in real trouble. So I'd say DB didn't do a great job arguing for any of his teams with seeding.
Oh, Daddy, BB was in their corner. He just had them facing the wrong way.
Yeah.
You know, and Ryan, I'm sure you're aware of the Nebraska sentiment for Dan Beebe and all he did for us during the football season and with the officiating and whatnot. But now that's a whole other side note. I don't know that there's ever been a time, and I guess without an Iowa State or an Iowa or these Midwestern teams that people want to see somebody, even in Northern Iowa, that fans can relate to and cheer for. I think Colorado had kind of become that team that Nebraska fans had embraced and thought, well, we got one. They're the same as us.
How weird is that, Daddy, that Nebraska fans, in fact, a lot of people that don't normally want anything to do with Colorado were pulling for Colorado men's basketball. The whole thing just seems weird to me.
Well, I think even in Colorado, they were amused that Nebraska beat Texas in basketball this year. You know, it was kind of like the Missouri governor kind of galvanized those two programs when he said that the Big 12 was obviously better off without those two basketball teams.
Ryan, quick thought, and then we'll let you get out of here. They do go to the NIT, and I'm guessing it's too early to sense. I mean, they should walk over their first-round opponent. Do you have any sense if this team is on a mission to go to New York, or are they ready to just say forget it?
Well, I think one of two things is going to happen. Either they're going to lose to Texas Southern, or they're going to go to the Final Four in New York. I don't think there's any in-between. It's just how they react. You know, how they react tomorrow night. And I think it could go either way. You know, that their goal was the NCAA tournament. They thought they reached it. And now, you know, facing Texas Southern at home, you know, the five seniors had senior night against Nebraska, and they kind of were assuming that would be the last time they ever played there, and the atmosphere isn't going to be nearly as electric for an NIT game. So I predict they either win this thing or lose on Wednesday.
I'm guessing you would take a trip to New York, right?
That wouldn't be a bad consolation prize. I actually wasn't that disappointed to cancel a flight to Dayton, but we'll see.
All right, Ryan. Well, if they keep going, we'll probably catch back up with you. Hopefully the Buffs can enjoy the ride, and we'll see what Nebraska and Oklahoma State does as well. Thanks so much for the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Well, some fans did mention that they could face Nebraska in New York. Is that correct?
It would be for the championship.
Yeah. So there's always that.
It'd be the BB Bowl.
That would be a great story in itself.
That would.
We'll see how C reacts. Texas Southern won their league, and then they, you know, gagged in their conference tournament. So it's a team that. You know, won 16 league games. It wasn't a great league, but definitely dangerous if he doesn't show up.
All right, buddy. We'll have a good time tomorrow night, and we'll talk with you again.
Okay, thanks.
Ryan Thorburn from the Boulder Daily Camera. Now that would be something to live for right there. Welcome to New York City.
You know, and as I look at the bracket, obviously Nebraska can find a way to beat Wichita State. They would take on Virginia Tech in most likelihood. Obviously, that game would be at Blacksburg. But then you look ahead, they may get a home game. Dayton, were they Nebraska down the road? I mean,
the only way Nebraska can get a home game is if they play somebody that's a lower seed. That five really screws them.
So I guess College of Charleston or Vermont.
A 6-7 or an 8 would have to win. I mean, Virginia Tech, I mean, Bethune-Cookman at Nebraska. You would have Vermont at Nebraska, College of Charleston at Nebraska.
See, I just thought they went by who draws minutes and it goes by seats.
Not anymore. It's okay. A true bracket. We're here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, and when we come back, Blair Kirchhoff and the Kansas City Star will join us.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. Everybody knows going to the post office is a hassle. Fighting traffic, finding parking, waiting in line, brutal, waste of time. I've got a solution, Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can print real U.S. postage using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy, nothing to rent. You can print postage for all your letters and packages right from your desk. It's like having a post office in your home or office. I've been recommending Stamps.com to everybody I know. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer, no risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 in free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial, $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com before you do anything else. Click on the radio microphone top of the homepage. Type in my name, Colin, Stamps.com, and be sure to use my name, Colin.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Armacoating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified bill paying. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by your local Farm Bureau agents, Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney today at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 58. Winds will also stay variable at about 10 to 15. Then skies turn clear tonight with a low near 35. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Right now, 45.
Well, which version is it? It's hard to tell. What did Merritt select today? Is it Jennifer Hudson or is it Luther? I don't know. Which one is it? The original. Glad to have you back on the Doug and Daddy Show here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth, where it's the premier event going on at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Kearney. They have ordered over 100 new imports from Detroit to celebrate. Not only will you get the best selection, you also get the best price. Check out the all-new lineup, like the new Chrysler 200 sedan with touchscreen MP3 stereo, sunroof, and fuel economy of 31 mpg, that's miles per gallon, for under 20 grand. I gotta go.
It's that simple.
Really?
Folks.
Brian, Andy, Sally, Dan, all the folks out there, are you kidding me? Really? I can see cruising this summer with the old MP3 stereo. I wouldn't know how to get any music on it, but I could do that. I'd have to learn to download that. A sunroof, kicking it, getting 31 miles a gallon, going down the highway. Swinging by Ord, taking it over to Bertrand, where they never have any problem recruiting kids. I forgot to mention that. Daryl Morris said that, you know, Omaha and Lincoln's over-recruited. Well, Bertrand's not.
No, it's
not.
They
got some good kids there. Perhaps you're ready for the all-new 2011 Dodge Durango. After taking 2 years to create, come see why the new Durango won Motor Week's 2011 Driver's Choice Award for Best Large Sport Utility. Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram stocked up on imports from Detroit. Huge savings, huge selection. That's what they do. Think Midway.com online. Midway, a better way. Check them out today for premier event going on with all the Detroit imports coming in. Good, good stuff. Let's go to the Dent Popper inbox. JP says, when he's using the three words, it was not a shocker when the UNO Mavericks made the NCAA Division I basketball tournament before unlucky Doc and the Huskers. That's not happening, all right? I'm here to tell you that's not happening, Daddy. It's not happening.
No, it's not happening at all. And, you know, there's some funny things out there. Every week, every day in the paper, now this Brad Dixon puts his little quibs in there. So the UN, on the UNO side of things, he said, talk about a letdown. In the mail, I just got my UNO football season tickets to a 2011 NFL game, and a pass to attend a taping of next week's episode of Two and a Half Men.
Daddy Show, continuing our Big 12 basketball preview. The NIT, oh, wait a minute, the NCAA is going on. That's all we talk about is the three letters here in Nebraska, not the four. But Blair Kirchhoff joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. The one thing I was surprised about, though, Daddy, the brackets came out last night, and we don't have to worry about going back to Kansas City and watching the Nebraska women this year. I can't believe they got left out.
I can't believe they got left out. But one team that didn't get left out is Blair Kirchhoff's Kansas Jayhawks. They're a number one overall seed. Blair, immediately, no surprise here by this team. Do they have the gusto to win it all?
Yeah. You know, I think that they get a better makeup to go farther than last year's team did. I think last year's team got out of the Big 12, the Sherron Collins, Cole Aldridge team, and they just got stared down by Northern Iowa. And I didn't think that was possible, but they just didn't have what it took to get it done. I think this team does. I think the fact that they start three juniors and two seniors, I mean, that's just really unusual in high-level college basketball today. Guys that have been there and guys that have won before. So I think they are. I think they're pretty well equipped to make a deep run, and they could be the national champion. There's no doubt about it.
Five Big 12 teams are in. Is that the correct amount?
No, it's not. I think that anybody who follows basketball in our part of the country knows just how good Colorado is, and how good they've been since the beginning of conference play. You know, they're certainly not perfect. They didn't play a great non-conference schedule, and they had some losses along the way that you shook your head and said that shouldn't happen. But nobody who is left out of the tournament, out of the NCAA tournament, was more accomplished than Colorado in terms of big victories and victories over, quality teams. Frank Martin said it best yesterday, the Kansas State coach. It's they're better than us, and I don't know how many more times they can prove it, beating K-State three times, and yet K-State's in and Colorado's not. So it's just it's sad. Sad for Colorado. Sad for the people in Kansas City, because Colorado's best player is Alec Burks, who's a Kansas City kid, and I think a lot of people out here would have looked forward to seeing him play.
Blair Kirchhoff from the Kansas City Star joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Blair, you bring up Kansas State. Jacob Pullen has done so many good things for this team that earlier in the year, they also, like Colorado, was in disarray, lose a member of the team, turmoil off the court, but they've really put it together on a nice run here late.
Yep, that's exactly right. That was, for a couple of months, that was as dysfunctional a team as you can possibly have. I mean, with, Curtis Kelly having multiple suspensions, Jacob Pullen having to sit out a few games, kids quitting, kids in the doghouse, in and out. I mean, Frank Martin, yelling, pulling back. And then finally, at the 1st of February, having gone through this all this crazy stuff, they tweaked the offense a little bit, and the roster seems set, things calm down, and they have been as good a team as any. I mean, they're the only team in the country this year to beat Kansas and Texas. So they are a talented team. The only team they didn't beat down the stretch was Colorado. They lost twice to the Buffs. That's a bad matchup for K-State. But no, they were, for a month, they were playing as well as anybody in the country. And I think that, even though I think they got a bad first-round draw, they got Utah State, and Utah State is woefully underseeded as a 12.
Yeah.
I think K-State's going to win that game and give Wisconsin a heck of a game in the second round.
Yeah, I was going to ask you. That was my next question, Blair. I didn't think they got a good draw at all, and it's not just the K-State game. Again, listening to the national pundits who have seen these teams a lot more than we have here in the studio, a lot of people like Belmont to beat Wisconsin, whether they do or don't. There's two 30-win teams in this early four pods, and then you got Wisconsin who plays defense, and obviously Nebraska proved that if you can play defense against these guys, they're in bad trouble. You got the defending national runner-up in Butler. A lot of people love Old Dominion, and of course Pitt, the top seed. K-State has struggled being a good team in the tournament most of the time. How can this team get through to the Sweet 16 and beyond?
Well, if they got to the Elite Eight last year because I thought they had they had a favorable bracket. They got through. They had an incredible game against BYU in the second round, where Pullen outshot and outscored Jimmer Fredette. they got lucky in the they're drawing the Sweet 16. They were fortunate. They beat a really good Xavier team, but then they had the top seed Syracuse lose to Butler, and then Butler of course got K State in the final. So you're right. I mean, this is a I think this just particular side of the bracket for Kansas State, this the Southeast is pretty rugged. I do like Kansas State's toughness here. I like their approach, and Pullen is the kind of player, and there aren't many of them in college basketball who can single-handedly, lift a team. We saw him do it time and again down the stretch in Big 12 play, the 38 he had against Kansas. He had multiple 20-plus point games, and what I like about what Kansas State is, if for whatever reason he's being very well defended, Rodney Magruder is capable of stepping up. Curtis Kelly's talented inside guy. They've got some guys. The emergence of Jordan Enriquez Roberts as a defensive presence. They do have guys. It's not a deep squad by any stretch of the imagination. But you don't have to be deep in the NCAA tournament. You just have to have some talent. You have to have some leadership, good guard play, and I think K-State's got all that.
Blair, I think Texas stands out as one of those teams that if they go down and beat Kansas again, like they did early in the year, and they snap that winning streak in Fog Allen Fieldhouse, they get a 4 seed. If they beat Kansas in the tournament, people can make a case they could have been a 1 seed, certainly a 5, 6, 7 national seed overall, which would have been a high 2. They end up with a 4 seed. Was that a slap in the face?
I think it was. In fact, I think the Big 12 really didn't do well this year. Wasn't done well by the committee. They, not just Colorado being left out. Kansas was the number one. There was no denying they were going to be in a number one seed. And I think Kansas State probably got a line or two better than what we all thought when they got a 5. But the three other Big 12s are all seeded more poorly than we thought. And when Texas is a 4. I mean, they're the number 7 ranked team in the country, and their RPI is number 8. That'll lead you to believe they're at worst a low number 2, and here they are sitting at 4 with Florida, I had a kind of a similar season. It's runner up in the tournament to Texas, had that same record. Texas is a little bit better. They're a number 2 seed. I thought that was I just thought that was wrong. Texas A&M dropping to a number 7. Bad seed for Texas A&M. They deserve better than that. And then Missouri didn't play well coming down the stretch. They've lost 4 out of 5, lost their last 3 regular season games. But you look at the other 11 seeds, and they're clearly more qualified record-wise, RPI-wise, than the other number 11. So, yeah, even though Dan Beebe, the Big 12 commissioner, is on the committee, and he has to be out of the room when Big 12 teams are being discussed, I think the rest of the committee, in a way, stuck it to the Big 12 this year.
Yeah, Blair, I was just going to say, we've got emails here asking this very question. Does the committee hate Dan Beebe as much as most Nebraska fans do? So
I certainly know he's not the most popular guy in Nebraska. there's a conspiracy theory that that he didn't care that Colorado didn't make it because the Buffs are, of course, on their way out too. But I got to tell you, whatever the fact that Colorado's not in the tournament is costing the Big 12 money. I mean, the Colorado being in the tournament would have been worth about $250,000 for the Big 12. Colorado wouldn't have gotten any of that because they will not have been in the after they leave. They're not entitled to any Big 12 money. So Dan wanted to make teams in the league as he possibly could get. And as for the Nebraska thing, I'll just stay away from that.
Blair Kirkhoff, Blair, we got just 1 minute up against it here. Quick thought on the NIT. Obviously, Colorado has the team that can make it to New York. Now it's want to. Wichita State right there, you know about them. That's who Nebraska draws. And Oklahoma State gets Harvard. I don't think anybody wants to play Harvard. Just a very quick thought on what any of these teams could do.
Well, here's the thing. When you're a Big 12 team in the NIT, it's all about how much do you want to play in this thing. It's all about the desire and how much a coach can get his team motivated to play. There have been years where the Big 12 has done well. Texas Tech has been to a Final Four. Baylor went to the championship game a couple years ago. It's all about, you know, Big 12 teams should do well in this thing just based on matchups and where they are and who they are. But sometimes you just see teams checking out mentally at the end of the year. I actually don't see that with any of ours. I think both Nebraska and Oklahoma State didn't think they were getting to the NCAA tournament. They should be okay. Colorado's the one that, while, you know, they should take, you know, dust off a Tech in the first one. That's the one I'm a little worried about going forward, because I know their spirits have been crushed by not being in the NCAA.
Hey, Blair, thanks so much for the time today. You're the best. We appreciate it.
All right, guys. Hey, take care. Good luck.
Thanks, Blair. Blair Kirchhoff, the Kansas City Star, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
He's great. He's number one.
Ed from Grand Island, I hope that was part of your email about Colorado. And, again, I still say, why wasn't the Pac-12 pulling for him, too? Ed also wants to know, whatever happened to that investigation into those threatening emails he said he received, which kept him from coming to Lincoln, but never turned over or filed a complaint against with the Arlington, Texas police? Ed in Grand Island, just wondering. I think the police department said there wasn't anything, or there wasn't anything to go on. Wasn't that the response? So there you go, Ed. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show when we come back. Woohoo! It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. All of our friends and all of our guests on the Doug and Daddy Show, taken care of by the folks at BK. Try their stuffed steakhouse burger, jalapenos and cheddar cheese on the inside, spicy poblano sauce, tomato, lettuce, over the top. It's so good. Two locations in Kearney, also in Lexington, North Platte, and Cozad. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia next.
Everyone's favorite Irish holiday is Thursday. Why would you celebrate St. Patrick's Day anywhere but the number one Irish pub in the state, right here in Kearney? Patty O'Malley's is open all day long, beginning at 7 a.m., serving authentic Irish stew from 11 to 1 and great beer specials all day long. If you're going to celebrate the greatest day of the year, why celebrate it anywhere but the number one Irish pub in the state? Bring out all your friends and enjoy St. Patrick's Day at Patty O'Malley's on the Brick, downtown Kearney.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd from ESPN Radio. Are you in the mood for something brand new and exciting for lunch? Try Domino's $5 carryout lunch menu. Just listen to some of the choices you have to pick from. A variety of penne pastas in a dish, oven-baked sandwiches, or two-topping small inspired pizzas for $5 each. Go to Domino's for their new $5 carryout lunch menu today. This offer only available until 2, carryout only. Bread bowl may be extra. You must ask for this limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. The $5 carryout lunch menu only at Domino's.
Hi, Tom Baudet, doing my very first tweet, or twerp, or whatever it's called. Okay, here goes. M6 has clean, comfy rooms, numeral 4, lowest $$ of N-E, nut-null chain, ampersand, I heart it, cuz, and I'm out of characters. Oh, see why this is so popular. I'm Tom Baudet from Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at motel6.com.
When the fish are under the ice, the one thing they find irresistible is wax worms. They love them, even though it gets them in trouble. Ice fishermen, on the other hand, have no trouble buying wax worms and all sorts of live bait at the Boathouse at their new Highway 281 location north of Grand Island. The Boathouse, with all the chubs and grubs and minnows and stinky, crawly, luscious bait the fish can't resist. See the Boathouse north of Grand Island on 281 for repair and used boats, too. Log on to theboathousegi.com.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Gilder hits it, a three-point field goal, and Gilder wins their first ever state championship in boys basketball.
Minden is the state runner-up and takes home the state trophy in the finals for the first time since 1963. Ravenna will take third in the 2011 C2 State Tournament.
Congratulations to Giltner, Minden, and Ravenna. And thanks for listening to the Day of Champions on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see partial sun and some cloudiness as we head through the day today, with high temperatures to around 58. Winds will also stay variable at about 10 to 15. Then skies turn clear tonight with a low near 35. On weather, I'm meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 45.
all-district teams. Lance Jeter of Nebraska is on that all-district team. 10 players make the team. Kansas's Marcus Morris is the player of the year.
Cool. Good for Jeter.
South Dakota State's Nate Walters also made the team. Missouri State had a player. Kansas had a couple. The Morris boys. Tulsa. Deontay Garrett of Iowa State. So there you go. Nebraska basketball. Some other notes to tell you about before we wrap things up and get into Troutman's Tuesday trivia here. Jeff Capel fired yesterday, as we mentioned, as the Oklahoma head coach. Our buddy Chris Level from ESPN down in Lubbock is reporting that Billy Gillespie will be named their new coach as soon as tomorrow. And Doc Sadler was asked at practice yesterday. I mean, Arkansas fires their coach. That's where Doc Sadler's an alum from. Oklahoma has an opening. And remember, he'd stay close to the Big 12 conference and wouldn't be going into the Big 10. He says he's staying put. I find it interesting. Arkansas fired their coach, Coach Pelfrey, after 4 years. You think Dana Altman would have been in the same boat?
Interesting.
By the way, they went 16-17 this year at Oregon in his first year. Creighton hosting San Jose State tonight in the first round of the CBI. That's a 16-team field college basketball invitational. Katia Like leaving the Nebraska women's basketball team, played in 30 games, started in 9 of them, averaged 5 points, 4.5 rebounds. Your reaction?
I actually have talked to a couple people about this. They just don't think maybe she was as good as advertised coming in and wasn't going to see that much action as her career progressed.
Did you talk to our women's basketball expert?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I thought you did. And that wasn't a joke. That was true. UNK at Northwest Missouri State for softball. Husker baseball team trots out Tyler Niederklein today to mow down South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Cool.
I mentioned Jackrabbits, and Nebraska had a spring practice yesterday. Again, I chortle because that's two programs in a row that we really haven't had to talk about that. Hockey tonight, Tri-City Storm.
Let's go, guys.
Tri-City Storm Hockey hosting Lincoln tonight, 7:05. You can hear it on Classic Hits, 98.9. It's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call us now at 888-455-3776, 888-455-3776. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Our first correct caller will receive a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend, 888-455-3776. Call now, and we'll get you on the program. And let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Okay, Daddy's going to have some fun. He's going to play one of his favorite games. What are you doing, Daddy?
Well, Omaha's going to the Summit League. I want to know the Oral Roberts mascot.
Oral Roberts, a member of the Summit League.
Yes.
That's their mascot. Okay.
Out of Tulsa.
That is
it. They are not the Owls. Thanks for guessing.
Good guess. Stay on the line here. Who are we chatting with?
Jason.
Okay, Daddy, we're playing Summit League. What do you got?
Jason, I want to know who the IUPUFW, that's Indiana University of Purdue University, Fort Wayne. Who is their mascot?
Wow, you are a tool.
Oh.
That is incorrect.
Well, that wasn't very nice. Did you just cut Jason off? That's not nice. Who are we chatting with?
That's Sean.
Sean. Okay, Daddy, what do you got for Sean?
Sean, the Oakland University, what is their mascot? They're out of Michigan.
Oh, how about, we'll go with an obvious answer, the Raiders.
They are not the Raiders, but thank you for guessing. Great guess.
All right, let's stay on the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Wes.
Wes, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. We're playing Summit League mascots and not asking about UNO. What do you got, Daddy?
Western Illinois, who is their mascot?
The Tigers.
They are not the Tigers. Thank you for guessing.
I'm going to be honest. I could have got about three of these. And that's only because they've either played UNK or the Huskers in something. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
This is Bob.
Bob,
who is Indiana University of Purdue University at Indianapolis?
IUPUI.
What is their mascot?
Boilermakers.
They're not the Boilermakers.
Try back, 888-455.
See, our buddy's got that shirt that says it right across it, so I would have got that
3776. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Okay, Daddy.
I'm gonna throw you a softball. North Dakota State.
Oh, the Bison, right?
You are correct, Mike.
Hot fish.
There you go, baby. It's Troutman's time. You can go get some corned beef or whatever you want for the holiday at Troutman's Quality Meat. Mike, stand by. Merritt will get you set up. Thanks for listening. Daddy, the answers are
IUPUFW. That is, they're the mastodons.
Yeah, you should be shot. Jason should hunt you down.
Well,
and
I'm
beat
sorry,
you.
Jason.
He should Joe Pesci you at the end of Casino.
IUPUI.
You're gonna be in a cornfield somewhere.
We're going to Indianapolis. They're the Jaguars.
Okay, that's IUPUI. Okay.
Now I think this one would people would have got University of Missouri, Kansas City,
that's
of course
easy.
The Kangaroos.
Yeah, North Dakota Bison, South Dakota State Jackrabbits.
Oral Robert University is the Golden Eagles. Oakland is the Golden Grizzlies. South Dakota is the Coyotes, the Fighting Leathernecks of Western Illinois. And South Dakota State, as Doug said, are the Jackrabbits. So,
did you say Western Illinois?
Fighting Leathernecks.
Fighting Leathernecks.
So Leathernecks.
So the Mavericks will fit right in, at least yes. as a name. So yay, yay, yay.
Keep shooting the words of the week. We've got them here. Maverick, Shocker.
Tournament. Those are the three words. Use them any way you want in an email. Send it to us, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. You're up for a Big Daddy Deli combo. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yes, we're getting your Shocker emails. They're hilarious. We love them. We're not 14. We've got to be able to read them on the air. We do appreciate them, though.
Oh, yeah, they're funny. I love them. Hey, good luck in your NCAA pools and your drafts and all that over the next 2 days. And we want to thank Blair Kirkhoff of the Kansas City Star, Ryan Thorburn of the Boulder Daily Camera, and UNK football coach Daryl Morris for joining us tomorrow. UNK athletic director John McBride. And we go to Vegas. Jay Rude of the MGM Mirage. We had him on for the Super Bowl. He's going to be on to talk the field of 64, which will be 66 by tomorrow. We do have the every game of the tournament starting tonight with a doubleheader here on ESPN. Storm on Classic Hits. Oh, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun, Daddy.
See you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy. 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.